Blog Talk Radio.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble's face. You won't see him again. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up, don't sit down? Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, American.
Welcome to another exciting show with Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. So turn up the volume and enter our chat room, or grab your phones, call in, and join the conversation. Help us to restore the republic to this country and inspire the majority to be silent no longer.
Well, look me straight in the eye. Tell me what you see. I'll tell the truth every time. Yes, you can count on me. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up? Don't sit down. Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, 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 American.
Well, good afternoon to another exciting episode of Southern Sense here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your hostess with the mostest, the radio chick, Annie, along with the coolest of all co-hosts in BTR Ireland, Cool Mike. Good afternoon, Mikey.
Well, good afternoon. I remember it was right around Palm Sunday or Easter Sunday, right around that time when you announced we have our dates for the Wounded Warriors weekend with Lieutenant Dan, and here we are.
Yes, we are broadcasting live from the gorgeous Sanctuary Golf Course. We are right now inside the Cat Island Grill and Pub on Cat Island. It's absolutely stunning. Got a beautiful, beautiful view of the golf course. And some of them are just finishing up on their final hole, and we'll have them with us shortly. You know, we've got to remind everyone, this is a special benefit show for the Independence Fund. And every year, this is their third year in a row that they have hosted Lieutenant Dan Weekend to help wounded veterans. I'm not going to say wounded warriors because I don't want people to get confused between the two different charities. Each are
Well, looks like Skype dropped Annie for a minute. Southern Sense is moving on, is reaching out electronically and networking to be your friend. Whether you have Facebook, whether you have Twitter, you Skype, come on now, so do we. We're reaching out to reach back to you. We also are simulcasting on Spreaker or Stitcher, and we are with Spreaker. Annie will tell you more about that. And also, it's great to we're here for the Lieutenant Dan Weekend. We have Barry Steele as well as Doc Jones, who are veterans, and they are in our chat room. problem is that this place that Annie is, this country club where she's broadcasting from, it's kind of the place where Annie and Doc Jones could get in. But good guys like Perry and I, we'd maybe holding us up at the gate first. If I'm not mistaken, I think we do have Doc with us. Doc, are you on the line?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take over for Annie right now.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you right now, I'm balling out of control. I'm driving down 85, headed to 95, back from North Carolina to Virginia. And I'm driving in my fine, ancient 2004 Nissan Maxima, but it's tricked out. I've got the iPad mounted on a special mount, so I'm able to be in the chat room while I'm driving, plus talk to you on the phone. Isn't that cool?
Well, me back. Hello, Doc Jones. Glad to see you on the show today. And as I was saying, so sorry, Skype had kicked me out again. This is like
yeah,
the third
course.
Time I've done that.
Yanni and Annie are on their like third honeymoon, so you know we know what's going on. We got accidentally disconnected, but we're glad to have you back, Annie.
Yeah, wink, wink.
Yeah, get Yanni off your damn lap, for God's sake. We got a show to
do. Is that what they're calling it now? Disconnected? Temporarily disconnected. Yeah.
All right, gentlemen.
Well, you know, I do want to say before we get rocking and rolling, that what a great job Annie, you, and Doc Jones and many of you guys did Tuesday. Yeah, I cannot tell you. Not one show was on where I myself was not brought down into tears. Just you guys did so well in planning and preparation, and so did Batgirl and everyone else. But by the end of the day, I was so touched, and you know, I really hope that we can continue something like that, because here we are again with the Lieutenant Dan weekend, and this is what it's all about. You know, this is the hero's welcome that they never get, and it's all about them. Go ahead, Annie. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's all right. That Tuesday show, the lineup for the 9/11 tribute, everyone did a really fantastic job. You really have to hand it to Batgirl Diane and Patrick that had put that all together. We want to thank them for helping us get everything coordinated. And I'm still getting responses to the post I put in LinkedIn about what people were doing on 9/11. Believe it or not, I must have something like close to 100 people that had posted some sort of a message of remembrance they had of 9/11. You know, people that had flown into the city for meetings ended up down at Ground Zero helping. You know, from Los Angeles, I had someone saying from Florida, another person from Maine, and it's amazing how we as a nation came together on that day and thereafter. We're going to remember that, especially going into these elections on November 6th. Remember that feeling on September 12th, and take that into the voting booth. Ask yourself, do you want a divided nation or a united nation? And ask, who will you vote for? Whose name will you vote for? What little button are you going to push that will unite America and not divide us? Now, bringing that into fruition here, we have a guest with us. She is a city councilman for the beautiful city of Beaufort. Her name is Donnie Beer, and she is a wonderful and adorable lady. Good afternoon, Donnie.
Good afternoon. How is everyone?
Oh, cool, Mike.
I am well, thank you, Donnie. I know you were. I am in Traverse City, Michigan, which is almost the peak of northern Michigan. And Dr. Jones, who's also, I'll let him tell you where he is, but he's cruising down the street in his car.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the
mm-hmm.
iPad. Go ahead, Doc. You can describe this.
Yeah, I've got the iPad mounted here in the front seat, like a cop car, except I'm not a cop. But it's mounted up here, so I'm able to be on using iSwifter's browser. It's the only way to get around that whole, that thing where you can't. Boom. So here I am. Great show. I'm glad to be able to listen in and participate in the chat room while I'm driving from North Carolina to Virginia.
Be careful.
And just one thing. Thank you. Just one thing about Tuesday's shows. I know, you know, this is not the focus, but, you know, it's amazing to me that the shows that we did on September 11th, nearly all of them were within the first two pages of the conservative side on Blog Talk Radio just a day after they were produced, and that just that stands as a testimony to how well those shows did and how well received they were. So indeed, Batgirl and everyone else who did so much to put those shows together deserve a really big thank you.
All right, Doc, I'm going to bring Donnie back because she's under a tight time schedule. She is working with the Independence Fund here. Donnie, how did you get involved with this?
A friend of mine, Chris Steele, who works for Joe Wilson's office 3 years ago, said she was going to a meeting about something to do with veterans who would like to go. And I said yes.
And then Steve Danilek and...
I got caught. I couldn't do anything else.
Now, the city of Beaufort actually waived a lot of fees this year.
Yes.
What exactly did they do?
They set aside $10,000 of ATAX money, which is accommodations tax money, and then they waived almost $5,000 of overtime for police and fire and other services, so we wouldn't have to pay that, and the cost of the park.
Yeah, that park.
Almost $15,000, and the county gave us $15,000.
Wow. Now, how many people are you... Because I know the park holds, a maximum of 5,000?
Close to 5,000, but around 4,500 to 5,000. And we are thinking at least 35,000 Saturday night and hopefully 1,000 to 2,500 a night.
Yeah, tonight is the concert with three different bands, all led by veterans, wounded veterans. That's going to be an absolutely fantastic. And on Saturday, they have a raffle that if they sign up, I think the raffle is like $10.
Mm-hmm.
They have a chance to meet one-on-one with Gary Sinise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be fantastic. I mean, when we were at the park last year, some people complained about, having to be able to get in. But once they were inside, it was a fun time.
Yeah. And we have about 165 what we call freedom flags that people have purchased for $100 in memory of, in honor of, or just, given to the Independence Fund. And the wounded veterans.
Now, just to prove that I do put my money where my mouth is, not only did I buy two tickets to the Saturday concert, I bought six raffle tickets, plus I did get a flag and dedicated it to my father, who happened to be a World War II veteran. And he doesn't know this, and he's going to end up with that flag as a nice surprise.
That's wonderful. Everybody
That's
can get
great.
The flags tonight that are here, and then those that aren't, we'll arrange to get them to them.
Oh, that is
Does Donnie have a favorite of this weekend? Is there one aspect or one section, 1 hour or one of the events that stands out as like kind of your favorite?
Every one of them is my favorite because when you get with the veterans, you forget everything else. And, the next one is the same thing. And you think, well, maybe this is my – no, they're all my favorites. It's just amazing.
Now, we also have the Paris Island Officers Wives Club. They all do some work with it. And they were saying something that you may also say that you see some of these veterans come back.
Oh, yeah.
For several, couple of times.
Jesse Oster, this is his third time.
Now, do you see a change in them from the first
yes.
time to now?
And I have to say this, first year that we had it, we had the bike ride at the air station. A mother walked up to me and put her arm around my neck and said, this is the first time in 6 years I've seen my son smile. That hooked me big time.
Oh, man. That is absolutely
And
awesome.
To see Jesse out there playing golf, he's blind, and going fishing, you just can't imagine until you work. How wonderful it is.
And it feels good that you actually have accomplished something. And you're giving it from your heart. You're not being forced into doing something. You're doing it just out of...
And I do get to drive Gary Sinise around.
Oh. The best I could do is go over the telephone. Get me a seat in that car.
Right.
All right, Donnie does have to go. She's got herself a full plate here. And, Donnie, we want to thank you so much. And we'll be seeing you over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be there. And thank you so much.
Hey, Donnie, I want you to keep an eye on Annie and her husband. They tend to get a little crazy on the weekends.
I'll watch out. Y'all have a good day.
Good. Thank you, Donnie. God bless.
Annie, what is Donnie's title? Like, is she just a volunteer? Is she, for the weekend?
Honestly, I
can't say, but she's pretty high up there. I mean, she's been, like I said, 3 years in a row, so she's part of the senior staff, I'll put it that way. And
getting into, mentioned, you know, we did have the judge a couple of weeks ago talked about, you know, that's a great problem to have for an event like this. It really goes to show that there's a line of people, even a mile long, who are so unself-absorbed, who are so unselfish, who are waiting to get into this weekend because they know that it's a great, what a great function it is. And basically 100% of the proceeds goes towards helping those who give us the freedom. They give us Blog Talk Radio. They give us everything. I think that's just a great problem to have.
Absolutely. And like I was trying to say before Skype kicked me off for, is that 99 cents of every dollar goes directly to help the veterans. And every single person that works with the Independence Fund, all the other outside organizations that assist, again, 100% volunteer, and every dollar goes directly to the Independence Fund, and 99 cents of that dollar goes to help a wounded veteran. And that's why I say it's my number one cause. We got another guest with us, and her name is Christine Harris, and she is one of the Marine spouses, and she works with the Paris Island Officer Spouse Club. So people unfamiliar with the Marine Corps, Paris Island is where we send our guys to get trained, and they get trained in the swamp. Good afternoon, Christine.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. So happy to
Hello,
be
Christine.
Here today. Yeah, hi.
Now, we just had Donnie Beer, and she was talking about some of the stuff the City of Beaufort was doing. What does the Spouses Club do, actually?
Well, there's two different Spouses Clubs. There's the Spouses Club on Paris Island, and then there's the one over at the air station. The Paris Island Officer Spouses Club, their thing that we usually volunteer for every year is the golf tournament, and that's our thing. And the air station Spouses Club, they tend to focus on the concert, helping with the concert, the before, the after. So us, we come in, we help all the golfers get registered, and we take the beer cart around.
That's a good one.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, who wouldn't want to volunteer with that? But yeah, we're so happy to be here. We're happy to be representing General Reynolds and out here volunteering for all the troops. There's so many that, you know, aren't here today, and there's so many wounded, you know, veterans that are right there on the base, and they may not meet the wounded warrior status, but they're definitely dealing with it every day.
Yeah, and what I love is that, like I was trying to say before, 99 cents of every dollar goes directly to help them, whether it be a motorized wheelchair or the para golf cart or even with aesthetics or help with, say, PTSD. And now they have this new one that's coming around that I forget what the name of it is, but when they have traumatic
brain injury,
mm-hmm. It may not show up for 5 years.
Right.
It shows up with depression, personality changes, and there's a chemical imbalance to the brain, similar to what you would find with, like, boxers.
Yes, absolutely, yes. And, you know, it's a push now with the Marine Corps. The Marines and General Reynolds have been trying to get the word out so that everybody can see the symptoms. The leadership knows what the symptoms look like, and they can help the Marines who are starting to show symptoms of it so that they can get them in and get them help.
Yeah, but the unfortunate part of this is that there's no cure to it.
Yeah, right. It's going to be a management, yeah, trying to manage their injuries, know where their boundaries lie. But, you know, the nice thing is the reason they can have 99 cents to the dollar go out is because so many people are out here today just, you know, giving of their time. So I think any time that you ask, and especially if you come on the base and you ask people about doing wounded warrior stuff, I mean, that's our, you know, I'm sure the Marines see it as their comrades in arms, and we as spouses are absolutely, our hearts go out to them, so we're glad to do what we can.
Now, how did the Spouses Club start?
The Spouses Club, we were trying to figure out the other day the start, the origination date for it. We've got picture books that go back to the 50s that we hold you know, picture books for, because there's a scrapbook done every year. We know it must go back further than that, but that's when the picture book started. So it's been around a really long time. There's a lot of just like traditions in the Marine Corps, you know, traditions with spouses, and just as they pass their traditions on down, I think the spouses do the same, and hopefully that's not all seen as, you know, we say instead of having teas and drinking tea, well, now it might be, you know, you drink a Diet Coke, or, you know, I guess teas aren't really what we do anymore, but as long as the main thing is that our main goal is that it's philanthropic.
Yeah, you also have other things you help besides the Independence Fund. What are some of the other organizations?
Last year, our big push was with, we did a big auction, and we decided the officers' wives over at the air station, they do scholarships, and we decided last year that we weren't going to do a scholarship or a couple of scholarships. We decided we were going to raise money and give it to the base schools. So there's three schools on Laurel Bay, which is the housing area shared by the air station and Paris Island, and we raised $11,000 off of our silent auction, and we split it between the three schools, and that was our big you know, money raiser. That was a common goal that everybody had. Almost everybody has kids in those schools. We all want to see the schools do well. They're trying to get their athletics program off, you know, because all the kids out in town have an established sport program where they get to play the other schools and so forth. Well, Paris Island, because it only goes to eighth grade, they didn't have a sports program for that middle school, and the sports on base stops. So there was that age gap, and you had a whole bunch of like kids who were like 12 and 13 who didn't have sports, and so they kicked it off last year. The first year we were able to have a basketball team and a baseball softball team for the kids. We still haven't kicked off a fall sport, so all the kids are. And it's hard because, you know, they're military kids. The kids and the wives give, you know, not as much as the Marines do, but they give a lot, and they move around with their dads, and it's hard that those kids then don't have anything to put their time and energy into. So that's what we were hoping to do, was to be able to bring some awareness and pick those sports off for them.
Now, the Spouses Club is not just all women. How many men do you have in there?
We only have like maybe three members that are men. We are, you know, every year we, and I guess that's not because they don't want to. Typically you find that male Marines are often married to other Marines. So I guess the active Marine doesn't want to be a spouse in that way. But
I like that equal firepower.
Exactly. But we definitely, you know, we have the active duty Marines that will be involved as well. And we also try to encompass the Naval Hospital, all the Navy spouses over there, because they don't have an officer spouses group over there. So, you know, we're all encompassing everybody. Anybody who wants to do good, that's what we're here for.
Now, Doc Jones, were you a Hollywood Marine, or were you a Paris Island Marine? Doc Jones?
He's probably got himself muted. There he is.
Yeah, I had myself on mute. Yeah, I am I'm a Hollywood Marine. And in fact, I've never set foot on Paris Island before. And I mean, in my 30-year career, so I've got to make, you know, it's on my list to visit. And I really should be there for the Lieutenant Dan weekend. And I'm sorry that I can't be.
Well, you're going to have to make yourself to take a visit up here and Yanni and I will get you on base.
Absolutely, yeah. We'd love to give you a tour. It's my husband is a Mustanger, so he, before he became an officer, went to boot camp out at San Diego and still talk fondly of the great big hill out there.
I
assume you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I was also a Mustang as well, so we had that in common, and I'd really like to be there to participate. I think it's a great organization, and you guys are doing such great things, and you know, the Marine Corps needs that sort of thing right now, especially with all that's going on in the world and all that's going to start up shortly.
Yeah, that's the sad part. And like I said, my stepson will be graduating out of Paris on November 2nd, and it's very frightful, the situation that has allowed to escalate, and knowing that he's going to go straight from boot camp into probably a war zone. So,
you know, that's our Marines and all our branches. These people are just, you know, they have fears, but they just express it in different ways. And it just goes to show, I mean, Annie, I know you're going to be bawling like a little baby November 2nd, but, I mean, you have a Marine here who's, you know, they thirst to protect us. They thirst for the Constitution and to defend our borders. And, you know, as scary as it is for us, these people are just, they just, I don't know that I can find a word for these unselfish, wonderful young men and women. They just, themselves are the last thing on their mind.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And the nice thing that I think most moms and parents that see their kids graduate from Paris Island is they know that they have got the best training and that they're going forward, you know, top notch. They're going to be different kids when they come out, and different kids for the better. So,
yeah. Absolutely.
So, Annie, are you going to, Annie, why don't you take a picture with your phone of our guest? That way we can post it on Facebook or post it somewhere. And because I don't think our guest is aware that you're going to run for Congress.
No, I am not. Stop that. You are absolutely horrible.
So I'm being in the presence of a future legend. That's good to know.
This is a great show, and I'm honored to be a part of it, especially with the Lieutenant Dan Weekend. I was telling Annie, there's just so many aspects of that veterans play in our show. Normally, when we do the show, we make a tribute to a veteran. We dedicate the show to a fallen soldier, and I mean, just being part of all of this. Really, I mean, in many ways, it's as close as we can get to many of the people who, you know, we don't know them physically, but we know them in spirit. And it's just like them in the middle of combat. They're thinking of the young men and women who haven't even grown up yet or maybe not even born. But they're here to protect the shores and the border and the flag and our, you know, our Constitution. God, they're just such wonderful people. And the last time we did the show, we had people who were blind, crippled, and they were like the happiest people in the world. And you think, you know what? We don't realize how wonderful we have it. We just don't.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, you know. Our school not teaching history properly, and it's become the give-me generation, the instant gratification generation, and people don't even know what it's like when at the point I was growing, I remember when the phone was installed in the house, it was a party line. And my co-host is so young, he had to ask me one day, what is a dial-up phone? What's a rotary dial-up phone?
Are we going down that road again, for God's sakes? You said a dial telephone.
In my grandparents' house out in Arkansas, we had a party line. Yeah, where we had to get up and if somebody else was in it, you just hung up and waited a little while.
Wait a minute, you had a what line?
A party line. Yeah, there's like three or four houses.
Like, I mean, you guys got drunk? Like,
yeah, I remember that. No.
Three or four houses all sharing the same phone line. Yeah.
Oh, you are kidding me.
Yeah, no.
No, if you picked up the receiver, you can hear a conversation going on between someone else. And the reason
so
why
people would know your business. Oh,
absolutely.
My God, I would hate that.
Oh, hey,
so
we
how
just
are you supposed
to now where your neighbor uses her like her scanner. Don't they have like scanners now that you can pick up your cell phone call? Just a new generation.
I know. Can you imagine the younger generation now having the old TVs that you had to physically get up to the TV and turn the dial and then adjust the rabbit ears?
Right.
Now, do you know what rabbit ears are?
Oh, yeah.
Mike, do you know what rabbit ears are?
All right. Well, this is the Lieutenant Dan Weekend. It's not a sit there and what doesn't cool Mike know. And yes, I know what rabbit ears are. They're from the old TV with the wire where people would shake them or move them so they could get a TV signal. Like the kind they have like on that show, The Partridge Family. And like in, I think, a couple episodes of MASH, they had like a TV where they had that radar guy running around with them rabbit ears to get the picture.
The old
so, yes, I know what they are.
Yeah, he doesn't take coat hangers. hangers and attach it to the rabbit ears and string them out the door.
Exactly, yes.
I bet that party line phone for some of the nosy old women, man, I bet they love that. Hey, listening on everyone's gossip.
One way to know what your neighbors are doing.
Well, that's like being in a spouse's club on base, because it's like the old thing of,
oh, yeah, like
a telephone.
Yeah.
Remember the game telephone?
Yes.
You'd whisper something to someone's ear, and they were supposed to whisper the same thing to the person, the next person, the next person.
Absolutely.
And by the time it got back around to you, it didn't even sound like what you originally
right.
said.
Oh, jeez.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a nice hot day outside, so I'm going to head back out to my beer cart and deliver some more water and beer. And thank you guys so much for having me on the show.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
Annie, let's get a picture of our guest with a nice voice like that. I just got to see what the picture looks like. No offense.
Thank you so much.
Her voice matches her beauty.
Well, you know, whenever I try to get around this hook, Annie always gives me, I can just see her evil eyes right now looking at me like, don't start. But I'm, you know, them Southern women, they're so wonderful and out there. Thank you very much for participating in this and giving, volunteering.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And thank you for asking me.
Thank you very much. Christy. Okay. And by the way, Mike, just remember, she is married to a Marine.
Yeah, the Marines are my best customers, man. The Marines and the Navy, man, they come into our club. They're blowing money left and right. Dollars everywhere. They spend a lot of money. And let me tell you something. Whenever a brawl breaks out, their bodies flying everywhere. Ain't none of them the military guys.
And listen, we're still waiting for everyone to come in from the golf course, so I'm going to turn around and take a small break. I'm going to play Krista Branch, I Am America. So this goes out to all of the wounded veterans that the Independence Fund and Lieutenant Dan Weekend are helping, but it also goes out to all of our military, men and women, active or retired. This goes out to every last one of them who have volunteered to serve our country. Krista Branch, I Am America.
Green.
That was Krista Brand. I am America, and we're here at the Cat Isle Grill and Pub on the beautiful Sanctuary Golf Course in Cat Island, South Carolina, just part of beautiful Beaufort County. Welcome back. You're listening to Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Annie, along with Mikey. Mikey, that was fun, wasn't that
not? Not only fun, the interview was great, the lady sounded great, and the song, I've not heard that song. That's a great song.
Oh, I'm surprised. You can get it up on YouTube. Just Krista's, K-R-I-S-T-A, Krista Branch. She is.
Okay.
She's got a fantastic, fantastic voice. And she is pretty, too.
No, aren't they all? Aren't they all? Annie, exactly what is the Lieutenant Dan weekend? I had a message in the chat room. Some people, they're not here. They're not in our show on a regular basis. So I said, Annie, you knew most of the details. So I assume it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I'll let you go ahead and explain what that is.
All right. Well, it started off on the 13th and it ends on the 17th with the parade downtown. The highlight is the concert on Saturday night, which will feature the Lieutenant Dan Band. Now, for those who saw Forrest Gump, the actor that played Lieutenant Dan, his Gary Sinise, you also know him from CSI New York. He's a star of that show. But when he put his band together, they were called the Gary Sinise Band, and they were touring at USOs and other bases, our military complexes here in the United States and abroad. And everyone kept saying, oh, Lieutenant Dan Band. I just dropped the name Gary Sinise, called the Lieutenant Dan Band. And then they get involved in different charities. He's got his own foundation, that Gary Sinise Foundation, he's all involved in the event, and the concert, he's got 13-piece band, singers and instruments and everything else. And he does it for free. So he films during the week for his show, CSI New York. And then on weekends, he flies all over the place to do all these concerts. He's constantly on the go, and he does them for free. But he supplements the cost of the flight and everything else. American Airlines will donate flights. Other groups will help and donate to lodging or whatever. But a lot of it comes out of his own pocket, and he donates it. And he's going to be doing a concert here on Saturday. And they're expecting anywhere from 3,500 to 5,000 people to show up in the park to attend the concert. But the Friday before, that's tonight, they have three different groups that will be playing. It's called the Vetpalooza. And each band playing tonight is led by a wounded veteran. Now, Lieutenant Dan Weekend, that the Independent Fund hosts, is a community-based event supporting some of the most severely injured troops from the War on Terror. That's in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they recently expanded it to include some Vietnam vets also. They actually help not just the vets, but their families too. And like, you have to make a certain criteria if the wounded warriors help you. Well, these are the guys that fall through the cracks that the Independent Fund picks up. So if you've got a wounded vet out there and the wounded warriors are not going to help, a lot of times the Independence Fund will be able to help. They're not going to hand you a check or, you know, just a fistful of cash, but what they're going to do is if you need that mechanized wheelchair, they'll help you get it. They'll raise funds to get it for you. They have these para golf carts. So some of these vets that are paraplegic can actually go out there and play golf, or they can get into these little, they look like miniature golf carts, but they fit around the lower part of your torso, let you come up into a full standing position so they can swing a golf club, or they can wave a fishing pole and go fishing and do a lot of other things, go hunting. It's really fantastic, fantastic charity. Some of them, they get them special bicycles so that they can once again go bike riding. So many good things. They help with prosthetics if that's necessary. Recently, they helped build a house for a quadriplegic out in Arizona so he can live independently without having to have someone care for him 24/7. It's a fantastic organization. You get that, Mike?
Yeah, I'm just Annie, like you're halfway through and I'm just like, I mean, I'm almost like staring into space, like, wow, I mean, just the amazing things. You talk about a dollar not being what it was. These people find ways to stretch dollars and just do so much good. It's like, I don't even know what to say.
What you have to do, you have to actually stand and talk to one of these vets. And one of the things that the Independence Fund does is they take some of these vets, these severely wounded ones, that are benefiting from the charity here, and they will bring them into schools or into communities, and they'll have the person sit down and talk to the group. They'll get up on stage or they'll just mingle with people and just talk and explain, all right, this is what happened to me. This is how I am dealing with it. This is what the Independence Fund has been able to do for me. And now this is why I feel I'm blessed and I want to give back. And when you talk to these men and women, these veterans, these wounded veterans, and you listen to them, not one of them goes, oh, woe is me. Why did this have to happen to me? Each and every one of them will tell you in some form or another that they are blessed, they are glad that they served, and they are looking forward to every single new day, and they are going to continue to fight. In one form or another, they will tell you that. And not one of them is going to say, oh, please, I guess I'm just going to have to live off of the government for the rest of my life, and that's it. I'm throwing my hands up, putting my head in the sand, and you owe me everything. No, these guys turn around and say, how can I pay back? And that is the beauty of the men and women we ask to serve. And that is why
it is amazing.
We owe them so much. Yeah, we owe them. They do not owe us, we owe them, and yet they still will continue to pay back. It's absolutely amazing.
It is amazing, and it's one of the amazing things about the Wounded Warriors and the Lieutenant Dan Weekend and many of the other similar. It started by people who are also unselfish, and they basically see the need, whether it's to talk to a therapist, whether it's a physical, an arm or a limb. Maybe they're struggling financially and need some groceries. I mean, there's just so many wonderful groups that are just doing so much. And if you really think about it, sadly but true, these people are learning how to stretch a dollar because they're not like the United Way where millions of dollars each week is rolling in, or this charity of the Red Cross or what have you. I mean, their donations are scarce and few and far between. So these functions serve as like their big fundraisers. This is their Super Bowl, and I mean, it is just amazing what they do with the resources that they have, as little as it is, as few as they are.
Yeah, and people, if they want to know more about Independence Fund, it's easy. Just go to simply independencefund.org. They have some films up there that will show you exactly what's going on. Or you can go to Lieutenant Dan Weekend 3, and you can check their website out because the website will give you the schedule of what's going on in the week, of the golfing, the bike riding, fishing exhibition, the concert, the Vetpalooza, the Lieutenant Dan concert. And that's LDW3. That's the letter LDW, the number 3, not the word 3, LDW3.com. Now, here, they have healing through sports, and this is what they have in their brochure. Writes, we have found cycling to be one of the best ways to break down the barriers between the disabled and the able-bodied communities. The Independence Rides have the secondary benefit of breaking down barriers between our military and civilian communities. The Independence Ride is one of the core activities of Lieutenant Dan Weekend. So in other words, people don't understand the military, and they'll see a military veteran or someone in uniform, and they'll say, well, I don't think we should have been in Iraq or Afghanistan, and they'll spit at them, or they'll throw something at them. Hey, listen, these men and women are not responsible for the wars. They're only doing what our country has asked. If you want to get angry about us being in Afghanistan or Iraq or anywhere else in the globe, you talk to our leaders. You talk to the president, your elected official, your senator, your representative. You don't take it out on the military. So Lieutenant Dan Weekend goes in and says, all right, fine. Let's get these veterans and the civilians together and let them try to understand each other, bring down those barriers, and see how the community can help each other. And that's a wonderful thing, especially when many people don't even interact with a military person in their entire life. You know, it's not like where I live, you've got three different bases here and you trip over them. You know, we're accustomed to them. We understand, but what we're trying to do is get the rest of America to know and understand what we do. That, you know, it's not their fault that these things are occurring across the globe, but when they're needed to serve, they are willing to do this and they volunteer to do this and they come back broken. And if we're going to send them out there whole and do the job we asked them to do and they come back broken, isn't it our responsibility to help fix them?
Well, not just that. There's always a debate on whether military action. And I think the military leaders are the last that want to send their troops into action. Obviously, with the political aspect is different. And I think you're right. If you don't like it, you know what? Run for office yourself. Try to change the structure. But you know something? Think about a mother or father. And I think it was a couple months ago on conservative primetime, we read about the body, the remains, some dog tags, and some remains were found on whatever expressway that is in Germany, the Autobahn.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that mother or father that probably has passed away, or maybe they're older, wondering about their loved one for years. Haven't we ever lost friends or a mom or dad or a close relative? I mean, think of what these parents go through that, you know, we just don't know all the circumstances of the circumstance. And, I mean, these people they're our neighbors. They're our best friends. And we honestly cannot salute them the most. I still think of the guy the last time we did this. You said he was without arms or feet, or he was blind, and he was winning the golf tournament.
That's Sergeant Major Acosta, and he's going to be on as soon as he comes off the golf course. And for anyone that's out there listening, we're not leaving at 3:30. We're going to go straight through to 4 o'clock because they are running behind on the golf course, and they really haven't come off yet. Everyone's sitting here. You know, the restaurant's got the tables all set up and everything, and it's really great. We also have Fox affiliate station is here with a table with a whole mess of stuff they're going to be raffling off to raise more money. And here's another thing the Independence Fund has in their brochure. And they write, the number of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans suffering the effects of a post-traumatic stress disorder known as PTSD is estimated to be over 300,000. By partnering with the National Veterans Art Museum in Chicago, Illinois, the Independence Fund has found that creating art and working imagery taken during the service member's deployment can mitigate many of the effects of PTSD. They have these exhibits known as the Independence Fund's Conflict Zone and Battle Dress Traveling Exhibits, give the veterans the opportunity to express to the public that which they may have difficulty conveying in other ways. So through artwork, through photography, and other mediums, they're able to help these guys with PTSD deal with it, but they also bring towards the public some sort of a knowledge of what it's like to be in their boots. I think that's fantastic.
Well, it certainly is, and until we do walk in those boots, I don't think we should... we should be the one criticizing. Just what it, you know something? I mean, when we had the interview, as briefly as it was with Gary Sinise, he talked about how sometimes right when he's done on a Friday with shooting, he's on a plane. And that evening, he's already started. And then sometimes Monday, they're not able to film because he hasn't gotten off the plane yet. I mean, it just goes to show you, I mean, he's got to be exhausted coming off that plane on a Monday. But it's so worth it. I mean, just to show you the even the people who we turn on our TV and see as stars recognize these individuals as wounded warriors and heroes. It's just such a great tribute.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you got to think of someone like him that gives so selflessly what his family must be paying. You know, I'm sure his wife would love to have him sitting at home. You know, he gets off the set, sits down, and, you know, has dinner, takes her out for the weekend or whatever. But no, He says, this is more important than my own needs. And for that wife to be sitting there and say, go ahead, go for it, do it. I support you. I understand. That is very beautiful. I mean, how many people would be able to do that? I can see half a dozen people I know off the top of my head that would say, I would rather you spend that time with me. You know, why do you have to get involved in that? But no. Here he goes and says, I'm going to help. I'm going to give back. And she says, go ahead. I'm there. I'm supporting you. I'm behind you 100%.
I have a question, if I can, for Dr.
Hey,
Owens.
Mike.
Doctor,
Mike.
Yes.
Mike. You know what we need to start doing? What we need to do right now is to get our PAC together, our Political Action Committee, because I think we've got a future congresswoman or a senator.
Oh, I agree.
Mayor.
I agree.
You know, governor. We got something going on here, and I think we need to latch on so we can get ourselves some patronage jobs down the road.
I'll tell you, Doc, I'm looking forward to that first debate where the guy kind of talks down to Annie, because I'll tell you, when the fists start flying, I'm picking Annie Ubelis all the way.
Yeah.
Doc Jones, Doc, I have a quick question for you. Your last day military before you were officially retired, what was that like? I mean, when you say goodbye to everybody and kind of, I mean, I know you never leave the military, but in some ways when you drive off an awful lot of the people that you have contact with day in, day out, they're from here on out in the rearview mirror, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think it's I talked to a lot of military men and women who've gone through the same thing, particularly my good friend Stephen Eddie Ray, whom I think Southern should go ahead and feature as one of her heroes, because he is a true American hero. He and I attended TBS together, the basic school, and we kind of came up through the ranks together. But my first day, I thought about standing on the parade ground, or as we call the grinder, at OCS when I went through there, and then my first real thought that, you know, there's nothing else I'd rather be doing than what I'm doing right here. That day I stood on the parade ground at Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego as a 17-year-old Marine. I wasn't even 16 months into my 17th. I wasn't even 6 months into my 17th birthday, and I was standing on the parade ground, and I thought to myself, in fact, I said to myself out loud, there's nothing else I want to do. There's nothing else I'd rather be doing than doing this right now. And I said that, and I remember saying it, and I remember what I was doing, where I was, and how I felt. And so when you come to the point where there's an end and you know, you're retiring, and, you know, it's a bittersweet moment, because you realize all the things that you've accomplished and how far you've come. Oh, and that little thing about still being alive after it all. And then But your mind always, to a man, I've heard folks say they go back to the beginning, you know, and they think about it.
Well, you know, it's really unusual, because I will look at it from perspective. When I retired from NYPD, I would sit there. I'd wake up in the middle of the night completely confused, thinking, oh, I have to get up early. I have to get dressed. Is my uniform clean? This and that. And then when you come fully awake, you're in a state of confusion, going, wait a minute, what am I thinking? I'm not working anymore. I'm retired. And then you'd go back to sleep, and all of a sudden there'd be that in the back of the mind, all right, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And then you wake up again, and you have to mind yourself, nope, you're retired now. You have no place to go.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, Annie. I've awakened many times, you know, wondering, you know, I've overslept. I gotta go. I've even, you know, wondered, where's my driver?
Jeez.
Hey, listen, I got a little something that came across in an email yesterday, and this is from a very, very good source. I don't know if you've got good sources like this that are telling you the same thing, Doc, but I'm hearing that Israel is about to make a move real soon. Are you hearing anything along that lines?
Yeah, I'm hearing an awful lot of chatter about it. What I'm hearing is from a close source of mine, and who works for Kinder Morgan. And what they're telling me up in the front offices is that the United States military acquires, on average, 10,000 gallons a day of JP-8, Jet Propulsion Fuel 8. Right now, the military, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, and the Navy each are Kinder Morgan is pumping somewhere between 55 and 70,000 barrels a day. So something's going on there. Now, a lot of that JP is headed out to Israel as well, and that's been going on for the last 2 months. Israel is now pumping Kinder Morgan and Colonial Pipeline are now pumping fuel, sending them directly to Israel. That's been going on for the last couple of months. I've been reporting this on my show as the information has come to me. So, yeah, the jumping-off point is coming out soon. Our current commander-in-chief is busy doing other things to concern himself with these world events. He's turned down a meeting with BB, and it seems that at this point, Netanyahu is poised to go it alone, with the assistance of the United Kingdom and a couple of other smaller countries.
All right. Well, I'm getting something from a former Navy SEAL, and he packed up his family and sent them home, and he's saying that he's never seen a military movement like he's seen in more than 20 years. He's saying there's a massive Israeli redeployment. And protective tactics of forces is underway. He's seen anti-aircraft missile deployments throughout Jerusalem, including 3 mobile units you can see from his office windows. He's also seen very large Israeli armored columns moving fast towards the Sinai, where it's now moved in armor. There are reports of top military leaders meeting with Israeli's senior rabbi, something which happens only prior to a military campaign. He's also seeing that they're busing units over to the Wailing Wall, you know, IDF units, and they only do that just before they do a massive deployment. Then they go into action. And he said he's seen at least 20 military buses en route to the wall. He's never seen that before. So something is going to happen soon.
Indeed. And the recent speech given by Bibi, well, Netanyahu, his nickname is Bibi, but for those of you who don't know who I'm talking about, Netanyahu gave a major speech, wait for when, for how long, for how. I'm paraphrasing, of course. He didn't put it that way. But I believe that speech was him throwing down the gauntlet for him, asking for support without asking for it. You know, that whole Chicago thing. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. So that's what he was saying, you know. So he's, they're getting ready to, you know, handle this business. And I have no illusions that they can't handle this business without U.S. support. The warriors that would go up against Israel, for the most part, will not be professional soldiers. They won't be professional warriors. Iran has a pretty decent force, but there will be no match for Israel, none. It's going to take 3 or 4 other countries to stand up against Israel in order for the Iranian forces to have any sort of chance at all. So, and I'm not sure that won't happen either, because as we've seen over the last 48 hours, a lot of the Muslim countries have just gotten completely out of control, and the president of the United States is doing his best Neville Chamberlain in impersonation.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to take a short break, and I'm going to play Gatling Kindler's "Americans, That's Who." So this goes out again to our military men and women out there serving for us, and to the wounded veterans. This is Gatling Brothers, "Americans, That's Who."
They have fed hungry people. They have clothed people who didn't have clothes. They built shelters for people sleeping out in the cold. They've done all the good things good people are supposed to do. Who are these good people? Americans, that's who. They have freed millions of people from the tyranny of evil men. They've handed the government back into the people's hands. You won't read much about it in the paper. I'm telling you it's true. Who are these good people? Americans, that's who. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. They have left their wives and babies and marched headlong into hell. Some paid the ultimate price, so I can stand right up and tell you how I feel about it. And what I know in my heart is true. Who are these good people? Americans, that's who.
Americans, that's who. You're listening to Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your hostess, Annie, along with Cool Mike. And we are here broadcasting live from Cat Island Grill and Pub on Cat Island in Beaufort, South Carolina, at the Lieutenant Dan Weekend Number 3 benefit, hosted and sponsored by the Independence Fund for Wounded Veterans. And we're still waiting for the golfers to come off the course, and I guess they're a little bit slow. Should have known, should have made this broadcast like about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but it didn't work out that way. But we're having fun, right, Mike?
Absolutely. Maybe next year maybe we'll do something, maybe schedule it in the evening or something like that. But hey, I think this is just awesome, you know. They're out there on the course, and this is really special for them as far as, you know, they're out there on the course. I'm sure several of them have completed their golfing for the day. But, I mean, there's just catching up and talking about this and going over the war stories and the laughs and the good times. And, you know, the camaraderie, it's just knowing about it puts a smile on my face.
Yeah.
You know what?
Go ahead, Doc.
You know what I love about this whole thing? One of the things that I think needs to be addressed is that the government says that they're needed for this kind of thing. You know, that there aren't enough, you know, charities or people working together to help to provide for our fallen warriors or just your neighbor down the street. And so government has taken over, you know, or taken the task and saying that, you know, we need to be the ones to do this. But clearly it's not the case. I mean, government assistance every now and then for situations like this, maybe some subsidy or something of that nature, you know, and the government doing its part for its heroes is great. But we see here
in this case, where we have people banding together who are taking the time out of their busy days and schedules and family life and all that to give and help and assist in providing a means so that our heroes, our warriors can come back and resume their lives as normal and as best they're as possible. And they're not asking for anything in return, no special recognition. They're just doing. Like as you pointed out with Gary Sinise, you know, it's wonderful. It's a great thing. And I feel like, you know, this is the kind of thing that a lot of people should be doing, so we can help to, you know, stifle this idea that government should be doing these things. Because I believe that, you know, this is something that we've always been capable of as Americans, and that we don't really get a chance to showcase as often.
You know, that's right. You know, they say charity begins at home, but Americans have the biggest heart. And when we're asked, hey, listen, can you lend a hand? We are always the first ones out there emptying our pockets, emptying our hearts, and giving as much time as we can to volunteer. Now, listen to that word, volunteer. You know, Obama's administration would prefer that they mandate. And that's one of the things that's in the health care bill, that people have a mandatory requirement to volunteer. Please explain that one to me, anyone, if that you can. You know, you are mandated that you must volunteer. We do better when people give on their own, because they give willingly and they give the best they can. If you turn around and say you must give, hey, that's a taxation. You know, it's not the same. And if you're going to tax me, I'm going to be as tight with my purse as possible and with my time. But if I give out of my heart, you're going to get something even better. And this is what the Independence Fund does. This is what a bunch of other volunteers, like the Paris Island Spouse Association, the Marine Corps Air Station Spouse Association, they give of their own free will. And that's when we do best. And that's when America shines. You know, there is no need for government to step in and do what this organization is doing. You know, even our poorest here in the United States are wealthier than any others in the third world. You cannot compare our poor to their poor, because our poor has their own cell phones. Our poor have their own TVs. Our poor are guaranteed food stamps, Section 8 housing, welfare, unemployment, and then you throw in to boot where they can get free education on the school, you know, going up K through 12, and for college if they do vocational training. Now, tell me one third world nation that could do that for their poor. Will someone tell me that?
I don't think they can. We got Doc Jones back. We had a call from Iowa and Doc Jones. They both just kind of dropped off. But we can, Annie, and that's the thing with America. I mean, Americans give with their body, their spirit, and their soul. And, I mean, there is just nothing like American resolve. And I don't mean just the military. I mean we the people. You know, we rally around. One of the cool things is look at how long this war has gone on. But, like, at 4 in the morning when a group is arriving in a littler town or the heartland of America, look how many people gather at 4 a.m. to cheer the bus from the airport to where the soldiers will eventually be released on their leave. I mean, it's almost as if the whole town and towns from surrounding towns, cities from other cities come to welcome these heroes home. And, you know, it's always, of course, a lot more emotional when you have the mother or the girlfriend or the wife running into the arms and all the little kids, daddy, daddy. I mean, it is. But, I mean, it's really just about the duty that they do. We could argue back and forth the political aspect of the war. Is it right? Is it? You know what? It is what it is. They are doing what they're told. They are soldiers. They are fighting for our freedom. Period.
Exactly.
And now that we have Doc back, I kind of want to weigh in on it. I've never really cared much for Rabin or Bagan or any of those guys. BB is a breed of pure. This individual for Israel has done nothing but do everything he can to pursue peace. I mean, in this individual, in many cases, Benjamin Netanyahu has not only been thrown under the bus by President Obama, but his entire administration. The biggest fight, I will tell you, will come from the people, because we the people won't be throwing him under the bus. This man has done everything as a very last alternative to fighting.
That clown Obama, my goodness, I tell you what, he had plenty of time to meet with the pimp with the limp, the DJ from I think Miami, and hang out and chill and laugh and cackle with him, but he didn't have time to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu, knowing that the Middle East is a tinderbox right now. I can't hang out with you right now, but just send me an email or a phone call. His press secretary, Obama's press secretary, said they've been corresponding through emails and phone calls. Come on, you've got time to meet with a DJ, with especially with the name Pimp with the Limp. Come on, this guy is a disaster. A disaster. Don't you wish? Hell, I wish I would take Vladimir Putin over this president. At least we'd have like a real man, a tough guy. I tell you what, I would love to have had Benjamin Netanyahu as the president of the United States of America. That at least is somebody you can respect and look up to. And in fact, he delivered a 45-minute address to Congress last year using absolutely no teleprompter and only a few written notes. Come on, that's a man. That's a man.
Now, if I'm right or wrong, wasn't Netanyahu also the Israeli version of a Navy SEAL involved in the 1967 war, and there was some sort of a thing where he actually dove into the water going after someone and took them out. He's not someone that you really want to mess with. Hey, listen, we do have another guest with us. I'm going to bring her on. Her name is Bonnie Coleman, and she is a Marine mother and a member of the Semper Fi Sisters, a nonprofit that involves mothers, sisters, wives, and you should know about Doc, etc., of all branches of military support, each other and the troops. So welcome aboard, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Wow.
Welcome. Glad
to be here.
Well, about 4 years ago, we formed. Thank you. 4 years ago, we formed as a couple of moms who joined each other, and we've grown. And the last year, we've actually been involved in a fishing tournament for warriors, Port St. Joe, the Forgotten Coast Warrior Weekend. And we're branching out. We want to do more. But we come from all over the country. There's 14 of us here this weekend. Most of us are from the Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina areas. And along with enjoying each other's company for the weekend, because we don't get to do it on a daily basis, we're able to hang out, support, and just do whatever necessary. Washing dishes, whatever it takes.
Oh, wow. Now, who pays for your travel up here and everything?
We do. We're a total nonprofit. There's no paid. There's no money for administration. Everything that we are able to bring in helps with our packing party that we do once a year. This year in October, we're planning our what we call a beach blast, but it's seven women who are going to get together in Port St. Joe, and we will be sending 1,000 boxes of love to Afghanistan.
Holy cow. Now, Doc, is that anywhere near you? Doc?
Yeah, it is. It's not far at all. And I'm very familiar with the organization. They do such great work. Thank you so much for all you do for my fellow warriors, my fellow Marines. I wish that we had this thing back when I was still on active duty. You guys are just such a god to the Marines and every military organization. I just can't thank you enough. Thank you so much.
It takes a lot of us to get this done.
So what are you guys doing here this weekend?
This weekend, some of us are with Warriors who don't have anybody with them, just to kind of be the temporary caretaker and making sure that they're getting everything they need and are getting to where they need to be, because sometimes the memory isn't so good for some of them. So we're there to help out. We're also helping out with concerts tomorrow night, selling T-shirts. Over the last couple of days, we've washed more dishes at Pumpkin than we ever thought possible. We've learned how to use their wonderful treasure. It's just been a wonderful time.
Yeah, I wanted to mention Pumpkin. That's in a town just a little south here of Beaufort in Richland, and it's Independence Wells they have there. And they have these cabins all set aside, and it's beautiful, beautiful property. So that on the weekends, on the Lieutenant Dan weekends, they donate these rooms.
Mm-hmm. And it's little houses. They've got them set up so that some of the married couples are together with another married couple, and the single guys are by themselves. They're really doing an awful lot for them. Not only are they providing the place to be, but also providing all of the resources for food, the resources for places for yoga to take place. We had a guy who went there with snakes and alligators yesterday. All kinds of events that the guys and girls can enjoy.
Oh, wow. Looks like they're going to have a piece of the World Trade Center in here.
I think that's actually at Paris Island is where that piece of the Trade Center is. Last night we were very excited because several of the New York firefighters have come down to join with the Lieutenant Dan Boom Band weekend, and they're staying out there as well.
Oh, wow. See, now I'm retired from NYPD.
Oh, wow. Well, you'll have to get out there and see them.
I think that's really awesome. You know, from A to Z, not only are we there.
Is it just all women?
Our organization is all.
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, you guys broke up for a minute. I think it's not only, I mean, from A to Z, it's like everyone's covered. Here's another guest, okay? She comes and sits next to you. They're there to be for people who don't have a companion or, you know, an escort or someone who's pointing them in the... I mean, it's just like everything is so covered with just hundreds of unselfish people who are just giving of themselves in appreciation of what these heroes have done. You know, they're not just wounded warriors. They're heroes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow,
it
sounds like an army's moving in.
It's basically an army of volunteers here. I have to apologize. Skype did it again. This is the second time on the show. Skype has to me. So I think we're going to be getting a hold of BTR and asking them what their problem is.
Well, you know, that's really awesome.
It's a left-wing conspiracy.
Yeah. Does our guest have a favorite part of the Lieutenant Dan weekend? Or, I mean, obviously it's all aspects, but maybe one segment or one day of the weekend or whatever that kind of stands out as kind of her favorite?
I don't think it's a particular event during the weekend that I really enjoyed. It's been able to have one-on-one conversations with some of the female heroes who are here. Coming from a Marine family with, you know, two of my boys are Marines, I've never had the time to spend with the female warriors who have protected our country, and they're very special people.
They certainly are.
Yeah, people tend to forget that, yes, women do serve in, not so much in combat, but we have had female fighters. Matter of fact, we have a guest coming up. What is her name? Martha McSally, who was an Air Force combat veteran.
Yeah, she's running for Congress in District 2 of Arizona.
Right. So people tend to forget, yes, women no longer just sit in the back and vibing the general around. We now are every aspect of it. You know, for example, me, I was out there on patrol,
mm-hmm.
you know, down and dirty in the street with the guys.
The women are doing an awful lot over there because they're able to communicate better with some of the females in Afghanistan that the men can't talk to. So there's a lot going on. They're very instrumental in our safety right now.
Yeah. Now, we're still waiting for everyone to come in off the golf course, and they are running way behind today.
Well, it's a little bit warm out there, so some of them are moving a little bit slower than they would if it was a little bit cooler. But the weather, it's been sunny. We haven't had any rain, which is wonderful.
Yeah, I think they're
Just listening to, I mean, here's another aspect that, from a layperson, I would have totally overlooked, as she mentioned. I mean, the female warriors who, in many, many ways, I think they feel more comfortable talking with another female. And, I mean, that's just, there's so many intangibles to this weekend that are covered. It is just unbelievably amazing. And let's keep in mind is that the suicide rate for many of our female veterans upon returning from the Gulf War, either Afghanistan or Iraq, has dramatically increased. And, I mean, that's something we all need to share a part of the in trying to solve that problem. Because, I mean, it's almost like once they arrive on American soil, they're in a hole, and they don't even have a shovel or a rope to help get them out. And in many ways, I think this is just so wonderful because basically there are five hands held out and said, grab my hand. I mean, and for a warrior in need, that's a great problem to have.
Yeah, and being a female veteran, it poses a lot of unique challenges because all the military hospitals and everything are geared towards men issues, male. And females don't react in the same mannerisms, whether it is physically or psychologically. And I think our system has to relearn all of this. Mm-hmm. You know, if we are going to be a truly free society with equal opportunities in all directions, you know, we have to gear all of our facilities as well as levels of government to be able to shift and understand, mm-hmm. yes, there are differences between the genders, no matter what the politically incorrect try to tell you.
And we need to be more available to help these men. They have not only themselves to worry about, but also their families. A lot of them left behind children, and the children need our help too.
Yeah, that poses a unique issue here because now, not since World War II, have households seen where a female would go and serve and the husband would be the one at home.
That's right.
And we really haven't seen that. You saw a little bit in Korea, a little bit maybe in Vietnam, but not on the level that you see here
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm.
So it does pose, and it's good that the spouses now get involved. You know, for example, you have the Semper Fi Sisters, but the Base Spouse Association also have a huge impact now. So
our guest is having a little bit of a coughing fit, so I just muted her mic.
One thing for certain is that you can go back and forth as far as male, female, Marine, whatever. But I can tell you one thing about the female Marines that I've noticed who have come into our club. I mean, they can shotgun vodka and they can guzzle beer fast as any dude walking the planet. And, man, can they put it away. And they're good. Buck or two every round they tip you. So, I mean, we're always glad when they come in there. Not to mention, they're the greatest peacekeepers. If you ever have an altercation or whatever and you just say to, and it doesn't matter, male or female, you're like, hey, Mary, can you walk this guy to the door? They're just like, I mean, that person's gone. You're back to business. It's like having them in your place is great. And then when we close, they're all helping, clearing tables. And I'm just like, man, oh, man, I love this.
You're thinking of it on the sexist way again. Here you go, Mike. Yeah, there you go.
Well, with all due respect, I've struck out. I've gone to bat with about 100 of them. I've struck out 100 times. So, you know, but if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Too much.
But you always could try enlisting.
Well, I mean, it's just amazing how, I mean, these people enlist not because of Democrat or Republican, not because of a political ad. They enlist to protect us. And you
That's
know what?
Right.
In many, many ways, when they come home, they have problems they never would have incurred because we were safe in the homeland. And those problems become our problems. And in many, many ways, it is an obligation, I feel, among us to help these people. And to see that Gary Sinise, whether it's the Wounded Warriors, the Lieutenant Dan Weekend, whatever group is out there, you know, the disabled American veterans, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, these people in many ways, they know and they understand this as because they've been through it. I mean, to see what they're doing, what you guys are doing over the weekend, I'll tell you, throughout the show, I've, like, twice had tears come down my eyes, just not only wishing I could be there, but just to hear our guests and how, just how much they're doing. And, I mean, the giving is the reward, and that's really amazing.
It doesn't feel like we're giving. It feels like we're getting more than we're giving. The sense of being able to help really fills our hearts more than we could ever imagine.
Yeah, and is this the first year you're working with them?
This is the first year I've been at this event, yeah.
Are you guys going to be coming back next
year?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some of the things that we've seen, you know, Donnie here mentioned this, and Christine had mentioned it. This is their third year doing it, that they see the change overall. And they said that is something that is with every moment they spend.
You better believe it.
The change they were 3 years ago compared to how they are today and how mm-hmm. much better coping. And, you know, sometimes people turn around and go, well, you know, what's it worth my time? You know, what am I going to get out of it? You know, if you just simply open your heart and open your eyes, you will be getting the greatest gift possible.
Oh, yeah.
And you're right. It's not so much that we're giving to them, but they have been given to us, and they continue to give to
That's
us.
That's right. You're absolutely right. We leave these events with our hearts so full. And we just want to wait and see when the next is and be able to be there. It's amazing.
And you make so many new friends that you will mm-hmm. carry within your heart for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's worth every moment of it.
And while we're here, we're learning things. I have a two Marines that are vets, my two boys, and I'm learning things here from other vets of how to help them with the issues they're going through. So it's a lot of sharing going on, sharing between other mothers who are here with their children or, you know, other wives who are here with their spouses. There's not a moment that you're not sharing with somebody and getting something from it.
Yeah, well, that's why you hear me talk about the Independence Fund every single show. You hear me speak about the Lieutenant Dan Weekend every show. And listeners, this is why I say 99 cents of every dollar you donate goes directly to help these vets and their families. You know, not just the vet itself, it helps the families cope with these issues. So they don't look at battling this as only one direction. They hit it on different fronts. So go to LDW3.com or to independencefund.org. If you've got just $5 in your pocket, please donate. You can donate through PayPal. You get a receipt they send you on your email, and you take it off your taxes. You know, just think about $5 less Obama's getting. But, you know, please.
It's put to good work. They're doing amazing things for these guys. So it's very worthwhile.
Tell us a little bit about your boys. You mentioned you have two boys who are us a little bit about them.
Okay. I have Sean and Michael, and they were both in the Marine Corps. Sean joined in November of 2005, and Michael joined in September of 2006. They both were 4 years. They were stationed at Camp Lejeune, not close together, because if anybody knows Camp Lejeune, it's a pretty big place. But they could see each other when they wanted to or when they could there, so that made me feel better as a mother. They both served a tour in Iraq, and that was kind of a unique experience for me because Sean left, and 7 months later, as he was coming back, Michael left 3 days prior. And I was a wreck. I had a 14-month deployment. But it wasn't as bad because once we sent Michael off, 2 days later I got a phone call, and it was Sean calling from Kuwait. And he said, well, hold on, Mom. And I'm like, oh, no, now what? And he puts Michael on the phone.
Oh,
the two of them found each other in Kuwait at the staging area. And since then, it's helped me to deal with deployments much better, and it's shown me that it's time for me to start sharing and helping. I was past that point of being so needy. It was time to start doing.
Oh, that's
so. I get the impression of your boys. Somehow, Michael is more of the charismatic ladies' man, and Sean is more of a leader, military type. How good are my assumptions?
Pretty good, although Sean thinks he's the ladies' man.
So if you were to ask them, it would be... But yeah, you're pretty right on with that.
Name like Michael, he's got to be a charmer.
He certainly is. Oh my goodness.
So what's it like when they come home? How long before you get that super anxiety where you're like, oh my God, they're coming, and you're just, you know, just like a bubbly little girlfriend, just all anxious and.
That's right. Well, they're both veterans now. They've both completed, and one of them is in college, and the other one is working. But when I was experiencing them coming home, whether it be from a deployment or even just coming home from Camp Lejeune for a weekend, it was very exciting, and not only because they were coming home, but Marines don't travel one by one. Marines always travel in a bunch. So being that we were in Florida, it was close enough that they would both bring home friends with them when they come home for a weekend. So I got to mother quite a few Marines over those 4 years.
Oh, boy. Oh, bet there wasn't a quiet night at that house. Jeez.
Oh, no, there certainly wasn't.
So where does your son attend college?
He goes to UNF. He finished his AA at junior college. I don't know if they're still called junior colleges, but he finished his AA, and this August he had started at UNF, which is University of North Florida in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's just about 3 hours.
About 3 hours away. Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, not only thank you for your volunteer services, thank you for joining us on the show, but thank you for having boys who are, you know, they're freedom fighters. And
they're pretty special.
I don't doubt that for one second. And you must be a wonderful, wonderful mother as well.
Well, thank you. I try to be.
Okay. Well, I got one more question, Annie, then I'll hand it back to the mom over there. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, if you like sports, or just a little bit about you, the volunteer.
About me? Yeah. I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse since the kids were little, and I guess bringing them up, bringing them to sports and all of that, that's kind of what my life surrounded around until they were able to be on their own, make decisions, and I was very excited that they learned how to make their own decisions. And now I'm, again, without them near me, so I'm proceeding in my career.
Well, this is a great career path.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, are you still married?
Yes, I am.
And your husband does work with you?
Actually, he's here this weekend. A couple of us brought our husbands with us, and we're calling them the Semper Fi Sisters with hormonal disorders.
Oh, jeez. Now, that's politically not correct. I don't know what Obama be thinking about that. Nancy Pelosi. Oh.
But if they walk in here wearing dresses, I'm out.
Did you hear about the I think it was an army mom. I don't think it was but she like cut. She was either someplace. She cut in front of Nancy Pelosi and looked at her and said, "Get out of my face." And I thought, good for her. Too bad nothing went from there. But yeah, just I think it is amazing how. Mothers, you know, they're so proud of their young men and women of the military or their friends, and just the amazing support family. Mm-hmm. You always cry when you see the young man or young woman get off the airplane, and then for the crowd's looking, and all of a sudden they spot that person walking, and nobody can stand still. They all go charging towards, you know, right through the gate, and you got the security guy, wait, and then they tackle him. It's always just so wonderful. I mean, it just brings tears to your eyes, and, of course, the girl always knocks the guy down, starts kissing him, and they play the music.
You don't realize how strong you are until you have to get out to John for 7 months.
Or your spouse. Absolutely. And we have, like I said, we've got the three bases here. We've got the Marine Corps Air Station, we've got the Parris Island Recruit Depot, and we've got the Naval Hospital. So it's a lot. Mm-hmm. It is a lot. And when they have the homecoming here at the Marine Corps Air Station, the whole place turns out.
It's exciting. It really is.
Yeah.
And it's been years since I've had a homecoming, but you don't lose that feeling.
No.
It's something that stays with you.
No. As a matter of fact, our house is not exactly in the flight path, but a lot of times where I'm broadcasting on the air, and Mike could attest to that, you'll hear the roar of the jet coming through. And
you mean
folks,
the sound of freedom?
That's what I said, folks. The sound of that jet you hear is the sound of freedom.
That's right.
Don't you ever forget. All right. I want to thank you for joining us here.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, we've had
now, Annie and I do this show Tuesdays and Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're always welcome to join, call in as a guest, and, you know, get involved in a political discussion. Sometimes it gets hot and heavy here.
I bet it does. Well, thank you both.
And of course, we could use your help when Annie runs for Congress. She needs volunteers.
No. I promised Mama I'd clean sewers before I became a politician, and that's a promise I intend to keep.
Well, it's too late to turn back now.
I want to thank you, and I'll be seeing you at the concert on Saturday.
You certainly will.
Okay.
Have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you. You too, Bonnie. And God bless.
Okay.
Annie, did Gary Sinise answer? I thought I asked him what kind of music he plays, his band in particular, because I know they play different. Did he say they play kind of blues and classic rock?
No, it's eclectic. He plays a little bit of everything. They'll go from a pop piece to a rock piece. You name it. That they go way across the board, and they're a lot of fun. I mean, that group has a lot of energy. Matter of fact, there is a film that you can get from his website. If you go to the Gary Sinise Foundation website, you can order the film. It's a DVD format. And matter of fact, I got my copy just in the mail the other day, and it shows the band and the different places they've toured, and you can hear the music. And there's some interviews and stuff on it. It's really a lot of fun. So, I put my money where my mouth is. When I talk about a charity or something like that, I do it. I may not be wealthy or anything like that, but anything I can give, I try my best. You know, I'm going to take another small little break, and one of the reasons why I found out that they are way behind schedule, they didn't do just a normal 9 holes of golf. They want the full 18 today.
Wow.
So I'm watching.
Well, hang on a second, Annie, before you go into a break. Hang on. I want to play something that we haven't played in a while.
Hi, I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Sam from Playboy Energy.
You're listening to Annie and Cool Mike.
Only on Blog Talk Radio.
Just had to sneak that in there since I saw both of those girls last night.
Oh, okay. This is from Right Said Fed, a group called Right Said Fed. It's called Stand Up. So this goes out there to all of our military active and veterans out there. Stand up.
Close. champions, for the champions stand on.
Okay, that was The Right Said Fed, Stand Up. And you're listening to Southern Sense here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Annie, along with Cool Mike, and this is our benefit broadcast to help Lieutenant Dan Weekend, which is sponsored by the Independence Fund. Oh, we've been having go ahead.
I was going to ask you, what are the events tonight? Okay, so you're going to we're going to sign off shortly, and what do you have lined up for the rest of the evening as far as the Lieutenant Dan Weekend? Because we obviously won't hear from you until Tuesday. Okay, 4 o'clock comes around. Goodbye. Good afternoon. Then where are you going? What are you and Yanni doing? What events are you partaking in?
Right now, I honestly can't answer because we got to wait for these guys to come off the golf course to determine just exactly what we're doing. And I've got Yanni here with me. Yanni, sit down here for a second. Come on, your mic is live. Put your headset on. Because Yanni's been running around here trying to get guests to come in on the show, and he's a real trooper. So say hello.
Poor Yanni.
Hello, Yanni.
Hey.
Yanni.
Cool. What's going on, Yanni? At least for a change, Yanni's not calling me from his cell phone out at the tea green saying, can you hear Annie? I'll go, why don't you ask her yourself? She's kind of mad at me right now.
Yeah.
But great. Hey, Yanni, thank you for what you're doing out there as far as getting people. And, man, so, you know, there's another hero within a hero on the Lieutenant Dan Weekend.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that I found out that they're playing the full 18 holes, and what's coming in right now, drips and drabs, is the people that are actually not handicapped that play here, you know. So I'm just waiting as they come in to see when the first handicaps come in, but full 18 holes. Last time they played 9.
Yeah, and it is pretty hot outside. It's upper 80s, I think maybe 90 degrees out there.
It's not that bad. It's cold.
So we do have the volunteers that are riding everyone around in the golf cart, so that's good. And we got our friend Christine with the beer cart, and water cart, so that helps.
Man.
And we do have Sergeant Jesse Costa, who does want to come on. He was the blind golfer that hit the bogey and brought his team in first place back in April, but
not
he has
bogey,
still not
in one.
He has not come off the course yet. So we're hoping that before we end the show in another 15 minutes, that we will have Jesse come on.
We wanted to know if Charlie could come on. Charlie to the dog.
Yeah, you got to see his guide dog. It's a beautiful, beautiful German Shepherd, long fur, long haired. Oh man, absolutely beautiful dog. And even though I'm a cat person, I love all animals, except maybe snakes and alligators. But we're just, like I said, just waiting for everyone to come in off the golf course. And I don't think they thought it would go this long.
No, because we didn't know it was scheduled for 18.
Well, no. The Independence Fund said to set up at this time. So, again, I don't think they anticipated the golf take along. Because you got to understand, with this heat out here, you're going to play through a lot slower than you normally would.
Yeah, and his name is...
Well, we haven't been without... I mean, it's not like we've been doing this for 2 hours on our own. We've had some... I mean, we have mothers and volunteers. I mean, God, it's just... I can't even fathom what it must be to be where you guys are. I really, honestly, I wish I could just jump through the phone line and be with you guys. Like, beam me up, Scotty.
Hey, didn't I bring it up, or did she bring it up?
What?
Everyone in the group that she was talking about that she's with.
Yeah.
Each and every one of them lost a son.
Wow.
They just told me outside.
All right, our last guest, you know, Bonnie Combe, that is with the Semper Fi sisters. Every last one has one of their children to this war on terror. And, you know, give this much to be around the military.
That makes her one tough cookie.
Yeah, can you imagine that? You know, sometimes you ask yourself, why did you come back and not my kid? But yet to still have the beauty and grace to work with veterans and do and give the way they give. Now that really chokes me. Mm-hmm. I was
they search along to these women, separate women, and the spouses that are from the Marine Corps and Paris Island Air Base. This is Rima Marvaney, and she was only 7 years old where she sang this song. This is the Star Spangled Banner, and I give this out to the volunteers here today.
Cool, Mike. I'm going to get off. I'll look up for people.
Thank you, Yanni.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Yanni.
All right. This is Star Spangled Banner.
Hey, just tell Yanni.
Rima Marvaney.
We're proud of your husband, Yanni, there.
Okay.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so bright? And bright stars to the perilous light, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocky
a little seven-year-old that just sang that? No. Holy moly.
You're not kidding. Wow.
Yeah. Now, I'm seeing some of the ambulatory people walking around, some of the ones that are not wounded. I'm just waiting for our wounded warriors to come. Hopefully, we'll have them coming on within the next 10 minutes, but we'll see what happens. You know, Mike, have you enjoyed the show? What have you been getting out of the show today?
Well, I'll tell you is that number one is there are so many volunteers down there. And from A to Z, all these bases are covered. And I think this is our last guest who, her two boys are Marines. And I think she said mentioned maybe her husband was. But anyway, she's there not only for all aspects, but she understands that female Marines also come home with the same challenges as a male, and their group is there for the female Marines. And, I mean, just the all of the people within people, the families within families, the intangibles within intangibles that all kind of descend upon your town for this weekend to just reach out. And, I mean, they obviously do it at their own expense for the most part. God, it's just so touching. I honestly, as I said when Yanni was on, I wish I could jump through the phone line and just be with you guys, because it's so touching and it's so moving. And not to mention, I'm not going to lie, you know, you hear a lot of those southern voices. I'll tell you, they don't sound ugly.
No, we've got a lot of beautiful people here. And I
also love how you send your husband out to do all the bitch work. He's out there. You're indoors, and you know you're in the AC and the bar and grill there. He's out there in the hot sun trying to get people to come into the interview. Oh boy! What
hey,
the
you know,
we
what
do
what's
for
the
love?
Sense of having spouse if you can't put them to work? It's like having kids
hey.
And not making them do anything.
Yeah, well, I can't argue with you there. I tend to think sometimes Johnny is a big kid, so
yeah,
you may do
fact,
more babysitting than wifing.
No, I'm also on the on a chat room with BTR trying to solve this thing with the Skype keep on kicking me off. But hey, listen, we've got some great shows coming up later on. This Tuesday we're going to have the author Beth Ward wrote the book Dying in Indian Country. And in that book she talks about the welfare state and how they're forced into a welfare state where no one can climb out of it, and how it affects the Indian reservations and so forth. And that's going to be great. And then on the following Friday, we're going to have your friend, Colonel Martha McSally, who's running for, what'd you say, 2nd District out of Arizona? She's going for the Gabby Gifford seat.
Yeah, and she is, she was on Fox and Friends. And you know that Steve Douchey, I think he's such a douchebag myself, but I can't stand the morning show, the Fox and Friends. Those two guys are a bunch of clowns. The lady there in the middle is the only one with any brains. But anyway, so he was interviewing her, and he made some comment. He goes, well, I'm interviewing numerous he was where she is in that district too, and he was interviewing all those candidates, the Republican candidates. Mm-hmm. And somebody made a comment about they're not really sure about her. We'll have to play the tape, but they questioned whether she's smart enough or whether being a woman she's capable enough, something along those lines. I don't remember the exact thing. And she looked at him. She goes, well, when I'm done with my when I'm done with the interview, she goes, I'm just going to go over. I have to walk over there and kick him in the jimmy. And you should have seen Steve Ducey's face. She says, kick him what? She goes, yeah, kick him in the jimmy. Oh, my God. This
oh,
is
yeah.
Cool.
Oh, I saw that. Yes, I did see that. Hey, listen, after Martha McSally, and she's going to be a blast because she's the Air Force colonel that flew combat missions in the war on terror. Yeah.
And I believe her father also was a pilot, and he flew amazing missions. When she talks about her dad, about like, wait till she tells it. It's just like he flew like almost these missions that we still today talk about. Like 40 years later, these raids over this or raids over that. Her dad, he was a colonel, I believe, also, McSally. He was involved in these. So he must have been amazing. Two family pilots.
Yeah, yeah, father and daughter. And has anyone seen out there the movie 2016?
Doc Jones told me to go to that. No, I have not. But he told me to go see it.
Yesterday I saw the movie. But this was after I had already booked for the September 25th. Mark your calendars because this is going to be a rocking good show. Dinesh D'Souza. He's the one who wrote the book and did the film at the time he was writing the book, 2016. He is the genius behind it. He is the president of King's College in New York City. He was also an advisor in the, I believe it was Reagan White House. And here he was, this kid out of college, straight out of college. He was not even an American citizen yet. And the Reagan White House called up and said, we want you to be one of our advisors. Think about that.
Wow.
Think about that. And then he did this movie, 2016. And it is an absolute awesome movie. So he will be our guest on the 25th. And then on October 5th, we're going to have a doubleheader. We've got two conservative musicians coming in. Diane Nagy, who sang the Star Spangled Banner for the Tampa debate. She's absolutely stunning and got a fantastic voice. She does a lot of work with the Tea Party Express and other groups, other conservative groups. And the other musician is Xander Deimos. So we'll have a doubleheader on the 5th. So we got some rock
and
shows coming up.
I believe either the following Tuesday or the 12th, a week after that, we're going. I'm going to have Dale Peterson on. Anybody who doesn't know Annie, and I don't even know if you know him, go to YouTube and just write Dale Peterson. Dale ran for agricultural commissioner. He's agricultural commissioner in Alabama, and he is a very, very, very pro-American Republican. And in his commercial, I came across this commercial, and I got a hold of him, and he has inspired. He is just such an inspiring Republican, a very true Southern conservative.
All right, well, I guess we just lost my co-host, Cool Mike. But on behalf of Cool Mike and myself, I'm sorry we were not able to get any of the veterans in on here. Our show is coming to its final few minutes, but the veterans are wounded veterans are still out playing golf. And like I said, team holes can take a little bit of a time. This song goes out to these men and women out here that are with us for Lieutenant Dan Weekend. Again, please go to Lieutenant Dan Weekend website, which is LDW3.com, and go to donation or to independentfund.org. And Mike has just popped back in just time to say goodnight. Cool, Mike, I'm sorry you bumped off this time.
Hey, no problem. But thank you to everybody. And Annie, you and Yanni have a great weekend. We will catch you on the flip side. Thank you to all of our veterans, and, you know, blessings this weekend. Have fun. And, you know, just I don't mean to throw this in anyone's face, but it is amazing how right now I'm picturing you and Doc Jones inside the club and Perry Steele and me out in the back of the line over there waiting to still get in. have a good weekend, Annie.
All right. And everyone else, have a good and healthy, happy weekend. So on behalf of Success, we say good night and God bless. And this song goes out to our listeners, to our veterans, to their families, to everyone. My Name is America by Todd Allen Herndon. So remember, you can catch this video up on YouTube, and you can download the music from his website directly. My Name is America, Todd Herndon.
I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. But when I'm attacked, I protect and defend. I stand for my respect for humanity. Now I'm challenged by tyrants who envy my power, but their vicious deeds become my finest hour. Because my name is America, I stand for. I rise up from the floor.